The House last week passed a measure giving gun makers and gun dealers broad protection from civil lawsuits stemming from the misuse of firearms. Many communities plagued by gun violence have sued the gun industry, although the courts have thrown most cases out. Wisconsin Republican James Sensenbrenner says the courts should not be used to, quote, bankrupt an industry that makes a legal product. But the measure may face a filibuster in the Senate. Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold says he has concerns about the bill.
Look, in the right case, anybody has a right to defend themselves and have a defense. But a complete immunity or a substantial immunity when they may have been negligent or even intentionally done something wrong, I mean, I don't have any more sympathy for them than I do for the tobacco companies or anybody that makes a bad product. If they make a bad product, they should be held accountable.
But the gun industry bristles at any link to the tobacco industry, which has been successfully sued. National Rifle Association chief lobbyist Chris Cox says it's a weak comparison.
This legislation specifically bans for criminal misuse, but it allows suits based on, you know, gross negligence or based on faulty products. You know, you're comparing apples and oranges when you try to compare, you know, the litigation that was brought against the tobacco industry to the litigation that's brought against the firearms industry.
The gun lawsuit ban has 52 Senate co-sponsors and an endorsement from President Bush, but the NRA hesitates to predict when the Senate will take up the plan. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.